I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out what's so goddamn special about anime. You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. It's just, there's gotta be a free dose of heroin in every DVD or something. Because, you know, I can't walk out of the fucking door without someone talking about Inuyasha and holy fuck, Trigun is just the bee's knees. I'm taking a dump. I'm sitting on the toilet wiping my ass with Bible pages because that's what I use when I run out of toilet paper. And someone's gonna be standing there talking about how big of a boner they get over Tank Police and Neon Jello Evangelist or whatever the fuck. So I'm thinking, well, gee, Hosafat, this anime stuff has gotta be some nifty shit. There'd better be some sliced bread out there that can't find work anymore over this shit. The last time people had this much fun, they just discovered they could get drunk and beat their kids. So, you know, this shit had better be able to cure AIDS and kill nuns. Is that fucking great? Old people had better be turning off the I Dream of Genie reunion to watch this shit. Is that fucking great? So I sit down to watch anime. And it's not that hard because it's on every fucking channel. 650 trillion channels and they're all playing anime 24 hours a day. So I pick a channel and I sit down to watch it. And it's not like I haven't seen anime before, you know. But every time I happen to mention that I don't personally like it, someone's head will pop out from under the nearest rock and say, "But have you seen it lately? It's not like Sailor Moon anymore." Because apparently the last 5 years has done for anime what Silicon did for Alyssa Milano, you know? So I'm sitting in my chair and I turn on the anime and I've got my dick in my hand, ready to jerk it to Happy Oblivion because apparently it's that fucking important. And hey, check this out. It's the same 3 frame per second, 6 color crap it always was. You can watch this shit with Shockwave on a 486 and there wouldn't be any difference. And it's because we incinerated all of Japan's in-between artists at the end of World War II. I know it. They can't make an hour-long cartoon with more than 100 frames in it because they've only got 3 motherfuckers left who can draw. And I can't jerk off to this. My dick would never respect me again. But suddenly, everyone's flooding in my room and they're like, "Oh, you're watching Otachiko Otabakachimoda. This is the best show in all fucking existence." And now they're jerking their dicks off. And all I can think is, they don't deserve their dicks. I don't get it. What the fuck is making everyone go so batshit over anime? And then it occurs to me, it's fucking El Nino. Yeah, that's what it is. Some guy gets caught raping a dead squirrel. Someone's gonna blame El Nino for it. This is all El Nino's fault, because that's where the aliens live with their damn mind rays that are making everyone fucking retarded. Fuck South America! So I fire a bunch of nukes at South America so everyone's heads will suddenly be extracted from their asses again. And I do it anime style too. I narrate it as I'm doing it. So I'm like, "What little did you know that I would send the most powerful force in the universe to destroy you today, but now you know because I am the great warrior too, whose spirit was imprisoned by the god of penile dysfunction over 1,000 years ago and have awaited to be awakened on this very day by the magical sound of the very last human putting his head up his asshole." Because that's a wonderful story, you know. That's what makes anime so wonderful, is this story. It's the stories that make the anime so wonderful, the stories, that's what it is. But yeah, well, only they're not stories. Telling 1,000 years of history in 30 seconds in the middle of a movie, huh? When you do that, that's not a story. That's a fucking seizure, okay? You do that in a mental hospital and they'll give you a fucking lobotomy. So I launched the nukes at South America and they're like, "Too, you bastard!" And I'm like, "Yeah, fuck you, it had to be done." No, I can't do that because it's gotta be subtitled. I forgot, it's gotta be fucking subtitled because it's not real anime unless it's subtitled so we can hear the inflections in the voices. Yeah, forgot about that. Gotta hear the inflections in voices speaking a language we don't even fucking understand. Yeah, I can't live without that, can we? So I do it subtitled now, right? And they can't understand a fucking thing I'm saying, but they can hear the inflection in my voice, and that makes all the fuck of a difference. And except for maybe one dude who goes, "Hey, if you want to read, you should pick up a book." But it's okay, because he got the first nuke right on his left nut, that heathen round-eyed fuck. He probably used the word Japanimation anyway, which, oh, fuck, you can't do that. You have to stop speaking whatever language you speak and pronounce it in perfect Japanese. It's anime. Say anime, damn it. Anime. Don't have to call German animation Zeichentrick film. Don't have to call Russian animation Miltini Katsia. African animation isn't Umbengo Singoe, but you gotta say anime or they'll get pissed off until their mantids start lactating. So, the nukes melt the aliens in El Nino and they scream, "Oh, what a world, right. And so now our brains can think again. Everything is cool, right? We're cool. I consider the matter closed. Now can we please find something else to talk about? This is to your animated ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.